In this bulletin, the Prime Minister confirms a quarantine hub deal with the Northern Territory to secure more Australian arrivals from overseas. Premier Daniel Andrews offers hope that the state will take significant steps to ease COVID-19 restrictions soon. And coronavirus forces the cancellation of the Australian Open Golf Tournament and the Australian PGA Championship. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's finalising a quarantine deal with the Northern Territory government for Australians to return home from overseas. The Howard Springs hub near Darwin will accommodate up to 1,000 travellers a month and will support some passengers from the UK, India and South Africa. Mr Morrison says vulnerable passengers will be prioritised and given the opportunity to obtain seats on Qantas flights to come back to Australia soon. He says once Melbourne can be used as an entry point, more people will be able to return, but at the moment the coronavirus situation is challenging.
Around about just over 4,000 Australians who are identified and DFAT identified as vulnerable on the 18th of September, just over a quarter of those have now been able to return to Australia, and we're making very good progress on ensuring that more and more Australians are getting home.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese is questioning the Prime Minister's postponement of today's planned National Cabinet meeting. Last night, the Prime Minister's office confirmed technical problems with his plane in Queensland, which delayed his departure for the meeting. Labor's Anthony Albanese says Scott Morrison is prioritising political fundraising over his need to care for Australians in these tough times.
I've consistently said that this is a Prime Minister who's good at announcements but not good at delivery, and it appears now he can't even deliver himself to a National Cabinet meeting.
Premier Daniel Andrews has offered Victorians hope there will be a significant easing of restrictions soon after the state recorded only two new coronavirus cases and no deaths. The new case count is Victoria's lowest since the 9th of June. Mr Andrews says Sunday's announcement of ease restrictions will be significant, but may not include everything that people are hoping for.
It will not be everything that everyone wants, because it's not safe to take all of those steps that were outlined in Stage 3. But on Sunday, I very much look forward to giving people a sense of what the coming weeks look like, and it is fair to say that if these numbers continue, then we are very well placed to be broadly in alignment with our foreshadowed Stage 3.
The Anti-Corruption Commission investigating former disgraced MP Darryl Maguire has apologised for publishing confidential details of their relationship online. The New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, who admitted to previously being in a romantic relationship with Mr Maguire, has been under pressure with questions raised over her integrity. She faced the Independent Commission Against Corruption on Monday and says she wasn't aware of Mr Maguire's financial dealings, insisting she's done nothing wrong. The leaked transcript error led to an apology from ICAC's Ruth McColl to the New South Wales Premier and her former partner.
On behalf of the Commission, I would like to apologise both to Ms Berejiklian and Mr Maguire for that inadvertent uploading.
The Federal Agriculture Minister is encouraging Chinese officials to treat Australia fairly over concerns about the purchasing of cotton. There are reports Chinese mills have been asked to stop accepting Australian cotton and the industry could soon face a tariff. Minister David Littleproud says Chinese authorities need to give Australians clarity and he's ready to engage in talks over the issue.
You can only resolve differences by actually having your hand out and being prepared to have that conversation. We are showing leadership as an Australian government and are prepared to have that conversation.
And to sport, Golf Australia says the pandemic has forced it to abort plans to reschedule the summer's Premier 3 events set for February. The Australian PGA Championship, Australian Open and Women's Australian Open. It's the first time since the Second World War that the Australian Open Golf Tournament won't take place. PGA of Australia Chief Executive Gavin Kirkman says despite multiple contingency plans, organisers were not able to find a way to safely stage all three events to the world-class standards expected. Tennis Australia has confirmed to SBS Today it's still committed to staging the Australian Open in January with between 25 to 50% of crowd capacity at Melbourne Park. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy 19. Melbourne, showers easing 19. Hobart, partly cloudy 14. In Canberra, showers and a likely storm developing 22. Wollongong, late shower or 2, 23. Much the same for Sydney, 26. In Newcastle, early fog, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 31. This is SBS News.